720 WGN, I'm John Van Decker. In a world that includes Bensonville. In a world that includes your hometown. Yeah, they got a library there. How'd you like that library bit, huh? Yeah, it's from, I don't even know what it's from. Some TNT show that I didn't even know existed. So, libraries? Yes, Bensonville? Right. Well, that brings us to Chris Sloan, who's the director of the Bensonville Community Public Library. Have I got that right?
Indeed.
You do indeed. Yeah. So how are you?
Yes, and thanks for having me, John.
Hey, our pleasure. Totally. Because, you know, we like to salute libraries because they are the foundation of our literal banking system.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and we're unique in this country. Public libraries are pretty different or non-existent. So we're pretty lucky.
So as a director of the Bensonville Community Public Library, do you consider yourself a librarian, or does that term doesn't even apply anymore?
It does. It's sort of the managerial librarian, basically.
I
started out as a librarian and sort of worked my way up to the director. So good foundation in that.
You're at, I hope I got this right, 200 South Church Street, or Church Road, rather.
Yes.
In Bensonville.
Church Road, yeah. 200 South Church Road. We're right sort of in across from a residential area, but we've got a lot of woods and sort of nice scenery in our little neck of the woods by us. We're right next to some other neighboring taxing districts that we share residence with. We've got an elementary school district next door. We got school district 2, and then down the way, I believe there was some folks from WGN talking to some other Bensonville officials.
Yeah, that's right.
Park District.
Yeah, probably
our neighbors down the street there.
Probably John Hansen, I'm betting, although I don't know for sure. But yes, I am.
It was.
I am correct. I am. So just a couple of quick things about your community public library. I saw digital library cards. How's that work? Since, you know, that's...
So now that people have smartphones, a lot of people, you don't necessarily need a physical card with you. You can just have the same number that you'd get, sort of almost like inside an app that you can carry around with you, and you can place holds through the app, do all sorts of different things. So, sometimes people forget their cards, but very rarely do they forget
their phones. Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm. You know, every once in a while here at this radio program, I get these stories about these overdue books. And one today came in about overdue book being returned to a Finnish library after 84 years. You don't have any you don't have any fines anymore, do you?
No, know what? That's sort of a thing nowadays.
Yeah.
Is we libraries generally don't make a ton of money on fines anyway. It was sort of just like a motivation for people to bring stuff back. But you know what? People brought stuff back anyway.
Yeah.
And if you damage something or if you, you know, lose it or whatever, you know, there might be a small charge there. But if you bring it back a week late, whatever, you know, it's not a big deal.
So I'm guessing that you have...
Yeah, no more fines for us.
I'm guessing that you have a full lineup of not only books, but perhaps... DVDs and other things that can be taken out. Am I right or wrong?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
we do books, movies.
Yeah.
We're actually going to start doing video games. A lot of libraries have done that for a while, but we're just going to be getting our collection started. We've got a lot of e-books, audio books, both on CD and now through these apps that you can get by having a library card. Makes it really easy to just download onto your phone or your device or even your computer and listen in if you got a commute or, you know, just sitting around your house.
So what are the hours for the library out there in Bensonville?
So we have pretty good hours. We're lucky enough to have funding that allows us to stay open 9 to 9, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday and Saturday we're 9 to 5. And Sunday, we've got a little short day. It's just 1 to 5.
Wow. Well, thank you. It sounds like a great I like it when you say it's the Bensonville Community Library. I like the addition of the word community.
It is.
Yeah. Thank you for being...
For sure. You know...
Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's our district is not only Bensonville. We're actually a district, so we're like a separate entity from the village, which is why that word community is so important, because we have parts of the neighboring communities as well, and we definitely serve all of the residents of our district.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. It's been great talking to you. He's the director of the Bensonville Community Library. Bensonville is your hometown.